Hi, I'm Robert.
Jaren.
And this is what we really thought of Transformers 3, Cars 2, and Bad Teacher. Transformers 3, also Transformers Dark of the Moon. Mm-hmm. That's a bad title. third in the Transformers series, directed by Michael Bay, and shot in 3D. And this one, they go all out, Transformer, full Civil War, engulfs the planet, kind of. Well, Chicago, I guess, but...
Mm-hmm. engulfs the planet of Chicago.
Yes. I'd say see it. It's good effects. Bay sort of streamlines everything. It's still not a good movie, but it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a decent summer movie.
Yeah, it's still a Michael Bay film, but...
There's still a lot of plot holes.
Yeah.
There's some odd acting choices.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
But of the three movies up to this point, this is the one I've enjoyed myself at the most. It's definitely the one that's felt the most coherent to me of them, which was a huge step forward. And also, personally for me, Robert apparently didn't see it the same way I did, but it also the one that felt the most transformery. If that makes any sense to me.
Like
the cartoon, because there's some nice little scenes of banter that make it feel a little bit more like maybe they may have seen one or two episodes of the original cartoon before they did this. I just kind of think it's funny that it took them three movies to finally do that. So, it's still way too long, though.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 hours. They could easily cut 15, mm-hmm. 20 minutes out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's too much action in the climax. It just sort of goes on.
Yeah,
the entire, maybe, last hour is action.
Mm-hmm.
And
some abrupt scene changes, too.
Yeah, very abrupt editing choices. Yeah,
It's definitely got its...
The ending is just... What? Wait, that was it?
Yeah.
Really?
We literally had a, wait, that's
really?
It moment
really?
In the theater.
Really? Really?
Yeah. So, it's got its points... But overall, it was entertaining.
Cars 2, Pixar's latest sequel to 2005's Cars, follows Tow Mater, a tow truck, and his racing friend Lightning McQueen as Tow Mater goes on a spy adventure in a post-apocalyptic Earth where artificial intelligence organisms have ruled the Earth and destroyed all trace of human life.
Did we ever decide whether this was the final sequel to the Transformers series?
Well, it's the end point.
It's the end point.
I mean, the most interesting part of Transformers is the entire subplot where Sam Witwicky goes evangelizing about Robot Heaven.
Yes.
And you can sort of see some through lines that connect to Cars 2.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, definitely. That's probably the most interesting part.
Yeah.
We also saw it in 3D. 3D
yes.
was okay.
3D was okay.
I thought the 3D was better than Up.
Yeah. It was. Sometimes I wonder if I'm a good judge for the 3D because sometimes I just kind of forget that it's in 3D. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of moments in Cars that were kind of like that. I kind of flipped my glasses up a few times, and it kind of seemed like maybe they weren't utilizing it as much as they possibly could have. But
I didn't like it. I didn't think it was entertaining. I didn't think it was a good kids film. I didn't think it was a good film that appeals to all ages. I was just very, very bored, and I think if you're looking for a family movie, there's a better way to spend 2 hours of your time.
Well, I'm not completely the exact opposite of that spectrum, but of the two Cars movies, I actually kind of liked this one a little more, but then again, I wasn't a huge fan of the first one, so this one, I was able to kind of... I don't know, I guess kind of sit back and just enjoy the flashing colors a little more. You know what I mean? So, but if you have a family with children, especially if they watched the first Cars, that's probably why you're in the theater to see
and
that one.
Tow Mater is the main character, so
yeah.
If you're annoyed by Larry the Cable Guy in Cars 1, you
probably should avoid
very much want to avoid this.
Yeah.
He is the main character.
Yeah. Yeah. Although that is funny that they would sideline their main character of the series for favor of the sidekick.
May his merchandise made more money.
Yeah, I suppose.
Maybe.
Or maybe they just decided they did their Lightning McQueen thing. Let's give the tow truck a shot. I don't know. There's for me there was some little entertaining spy stuff that kind of
the highlight for me was the Toy Story short they put in front of it. That's really good. So
that was actually
maybe
probably
rent the DVD of Cars 2 just to see that short and then immediately return it.
That actually might have been one of the best things we saw all day. Mm-hmm. Was that one Toy Story short?
Although there is Bad Teacher. Comedy starring Cameron Diaz as, I forget her character's name, I'm just going to call her Cameron Diaz. She's a teacher in Ohio. She's bad. There you go. She wants to make a lot of money so she can get a boob job and impress Justin Timberlake, who is some sort of watch heir.
Yeah, with money.
Yeah, money, watch heir. And hijinks ensue as she's a bad teacher at a school trying to get money through illicit means. Mm-hmm.
Based on, I won't lie, based on title and concept alone, I really thought it was just going to be a Bad Santa rehash. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bad.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it didn't really feel like that movie.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was very funny. I think it's the best comedy so far this summer. Although there haven't been a lot of comedies so far anyway, so that's sort of a bar.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I thought it was entertaining. I thought Cameron Diaz was very good playing sort of against type.
Yeah.
Jason Segel does the Jason Segel thing.
And he does it well.
He says he only shot 9 days, and he is in a lot of this movie towards the back half was very little shooting.
Yeah, he kind of seemed like he might not be in that much at the beginning, but then he started showing up more and more.
And also, Lucy Punch, the redhead antagonist, does a very good job in what is not necessarily the best written role. I mean, it's just, it's a very awkward character, and she does a good job of making it coherent or believable.
Yeah. There's a lot of kind of random people spotting that you can do in the movie, because
it's an interesting cast.
Yeah, a lot of people
sort of drive-by cameos.
Yeah. And a lot of
character
them were fun.
Character
actors. A lot of them were really fun.
Yeah, Cameron from Modern Family shows up as her roommate.
Yeah.
Is out of nowhere.
Yep.
I wasn't quite sure it was him until his last appearance.
Yeah.
That's how much they grunged him up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Again, I liked it a lot. I'd say definitely go see it.
Yeah.
Buy it, rent it, whatever.
Yeah, especially if you're interested in a comedy at all. Or if you're a Jason Segel fan, which is one of the major reasons I was wanting to see it.
It didn't go quite as far as I was hoping it would. I was sort of expecting a meltdown from one of the characters, and we didn't really get that.
Yeah.
There are a couple of other payoffs that were in there, but they weren't as elaborate or as well-written, I think.
I don't know. That could be because of the construction of the movie, because, again, I thought it was kind of an odd construction for a movie.
Sort of. Hey, this is the scene, improv.
Yeah, and this, and then this happens, and then this part happens. All right.
Anything else you want to add on either three?
Since we brought up the 3D on Cars, what about the 3D on Transformers?
I thought it was good. I think out of the 3D films I've seen so far, it's maybe number two. I think it's better than Avatar. I'm not sure it's as good as Up, but of course that's an animated movie, so it's really easy to add 3D to that. Mm-hmm. But I think so far Jackass 3D is my best 3D experience.
As it should be.
Because they knew how to exploit that.
They knew what they were doing.
Surprisingly bright compared to other ones.
Definitely.
I guess Bay himself, sent a memo out to a lot of projectionists across the nation to tell them how to adjust their projectors for maximum brightness.
I certainly didn't notice any darkening.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think that'll be it.
Okay, that's it for us for now. See you next time.